O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May Christ, as he ascends the cross, consumed with thirst and noonday heat, grant those who sing the psalms this hour to grow in thirst for righteousness. May hunger likewise fill their hearts, which he from his own self will sate, that they may lose all taste for sin, and virtue be their sole desire. Then may the Holy Spirit's gifts so fill the souls of those who pray, that passion in the flesh may cool, and chill of mind and heart grow warm. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures, where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me, to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path, he is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff. With these you give me comfort. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God is made known in Judah, in Israel his name is great. He set up his tent in Jerusalem, and his dwelling place in Zion. It was there that he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, the armor. You, O Lord, are resplendent, more majestic than the everlasting mountains. The warriors despoiled slept in death. The hands of the soldiers were powerless. At your threat, O God of Jacob, horse and rider lay stunned. You alone strike terror. Who shall stand when your anger is aroused? You uttered your sentence from the heavens. The earth in terror was still. When God arose to judge, to save the humble of the earth, men's anger will serve to praise you. Its survivors surround you in joy. Make vows to your God and fulfill them. Let all pay tribute to him who strikes terror, who cuts short the life of princes, who strikes terror in the kings of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, by waiting and by calm you shall be saved. In quiet and in trust your strength lies. Yet the Lord is waiting to show you favor, and he rises to pity you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Turn your face away from my sins. Blot out all my guilt. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias.
Thank you for praying with us. This episode was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. To become a monthly supporter today, please visit patreon.com/singthehours.